Let's move on now and talk about CLL, and let's hear about your case.
I have a patient that I'm seeing currently who is in his early 60s. He has a deletion 17p CLL, and we actually watched and waited him for probably 2.5 years. This is a high-risk CLL, but I think it's often forgotten that even if you have this P53 mutated or deletion 17P CLL, the indications for treatment are still the same. So we can still observe people for some period of time before we start treating them. So he had development of thrombocytopenia and worsening splenomegaly symptoms. So we discussed with him clinical trial options as well as standard approaches, and he was started on ibrutinib therapy. And I think this is, I think people really know this now, that with these patients with deletion 17P or P53 mutated, these are the patients that you absolutely use novel agent therapy. So he's responding, he has a partial response. He's been on therapy now for about 7 months. And, you know, he's still young. He's a young person. And the challenge now is, what do we do and how do we monitor? And I think this is an area of controversy, but we can now assay for development of resistance to BTK. So it's not clear whether intervening sooner actually changes the long-term outcome, but we can detect resistance to Bruton tyrosine kinase inhibitors before we see clinical resistance. And then the next approach would likely be something like venetoclax or a clinical trial.
That's really interesting. I didn't know that. Getting back to this man's initial, could you talk a little bit about what his status was when you started the ibrutinib? What was his white count and how much lymphadenopathy did he have?
He had fairly low volume lymphadenopathy. As I recall, his white count was, I believe, in around the 100,000 range. But the main indication for starting therapy was the fact that his splenomegaly was worsening. He was now symptomatic with that, and his platelets were dropping to the 90,000 range.
And what happened to his white count when you started the treatment?
Well, as expected, the white count went up, and usually takes about 6 months or so for it to come back down to close to the normal range. So we monitored him through this. His platelet count improved rather quickly, and he actually felt quite a bit better.
So any tolerability issues with him at all as he's been taking the ibrutinib?
No major ones. I think, you know, people do get easy bruisability. They note nail changes, hair changes, but for him at least have been more nuisance issues.
I haven't heard about hair changes.
I think hair and nails kind of go together. I actually had one gentleman who his gray hair went away and he got brown hair.
So, wow.
Back. So he was pretty excited about that. But people note more in the coarseness of the hair becomes kind of coarse.
Interesting. You know, the other issue, obviously, you mentioned the bleeding. Did he have, I've heard that people get sort of bruising on their arms, or what did he have?
He had that kind of thing. Basically, people, if they're carrying a shopping bag, they often note the next day they have some bruises or bruises on their legs where they didn't realize they bumped into things. So it's definitely easy bruisability. He's not fortunately had any major bleeding, but minor bruising is very common.